Thursday night. Simon Lamed Beis, Hilchos Tefillin, Sifches, Sorach HaKlaf Lios Me'ubod. It's processed. It becomes klaf. I mean, you take it off the skin of the animal. It goes through a processing to toughen it, to shrink it really, to take out the moisture, to harden it, and to become it shrinks and it hardens and it gets the moisture goes out of it and it becomes a piece of cloth. Ba'apotzim or besid, good old gall nuts or maybe sid. I mean, the people that make cloth and know what how to process it. Now the Gemara talks about something called diftera, which is meliach u'kmiach v'lo opitz, is the Gemara's wording. Meliach is salt, kmiach is flour. That's what they used to have certain chemical reactions. But v'lo opitz, without gall nuts, that's me'apotzim. And what really does it, what really makes it into proper klaf, of a klaf, as opposed to diftera, is meliach u'kmiach v'opitz. You need all three. That's what we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Chav Gimel. Uliikuvahu. This is mamash liikuva. The lamikli klaf below there rag diftera. So I don't know. You know, if you could recreate the chemical reactions of everything with pure chemicals, I would imagine that's good. I mean, it's not liikuva. The ingredients. The ingredients are not liikuva. It's not like matzah or moror, that you have to have certain ingredients, right? Moror, if you recreate bitterness, so certainly it's no good. You have to eat moror. You have to eat the minim that the Torah prescribed. Here, there's no such thing. I doubt it highly. It doesn't say anywhere. It's a chemical process, but each chemical process accomplishes something else to get the cloth up to the quality that we want it. In terms of, again, getting out the moisture, toughening it, hardening it, making it something roy to write on. So I imagine if you just recreate the whole chemical reaction with chemicals, I imagine it's good. I can't imagine it's no good. Okay, but there's something called diftera on the Gemara. Gemara always talks about klaf as opposed to niyor and diftera. You'll come across Gemaras that say lo anan niyor. That's paper, pretty much. Papyrus, it was called. P-A-P-Y-R-U-S. Made it out of grass, so that's not good, and diftera is no good. That's without this apotzim or sid. The aniach or besid has to soak it in the sid. Achiipol aser me'elov longer de greira. It has this chemical reaction that the hair falls out. The hair comes out. The milziu kodem uchein liyichtavolov. Davi diftera adayin uposul. Yesh mishacholik. Because of that, that's not really the point. The Sefer Shehoitzi Ares Lachar Dalad Yomim Vadayin Lo'over Saras Me'aleim. For some reason it didn't come out. Nirid the evident Kepeda, because that's not the point that the hairs should come out. The point is the toughening and the hardening of the skin. V'lotalya B'Seir Klal V'chivet D'Kvar Hunach B'Siz V'Nis Kan Kehoigen. Again, it hardens, it shrinks, and it the moisture goes out of it. That's the best way. I don't know anything more than that. I can't tell you any more than that because I don't know even what I'm talking about till now. But till now I can fake it. But after this, I know nothing.
Can I tell you what kind of skin you have to use?
The skin of a kosher animal. You could use gasos. I mean, it's not nogea here to parshas. We learned what part of the skin the other day. There's klaf, gvil, and duchsustus. Those are the layers of skin that we learned yesterday. Now we're learning how to process it.
But there is aging.
Okay.
What?
It could be diftera. The diftera.
Why?
Why what? That has to be safer. You learn that from the word safer.
A certain hardness. What was the getter?
Probably, I'm sure it's a certain quality.
Hashem didn't say no.
I'm sure it's a certain quality. I'm sure it's a certain. I'm sure. I don't know. I imagine it's a certain quality. I'm sure. I mean, it's a certain quality. But there's something called diftera that the Gemara says is meliach v'kmiach v'lo opitz. That's just not it. Okay. In general, again, it shrinks, gets out the moisture, and toughens it. That's what we're talking about. Now, Rabosai, look in the Shaarei Tshuva. You're going to learn something that is quite... It's one of those things that, you know, people discover after a while. Everybody wakes up. Look at, you see Shaarei Tshuva? You have Shaarei Tshuva? Not the, you know, don't get scared. This is not the Shaarei Tshuva that you're scared of. This is the friendly Shaarei Tshuva. Yud Aleph. Ba'apotzen. So look what he says. Ba'ayin b'ponim me'iros. Chela gimel simen lamed beis. B'klaf. You know what they used to do? Shalachar ha'ibut cholkin also. Umoshkin also b'tzeva lovon. They would smear it with a white coating to make it nice and shiny. And it would be easier to write on, it would be better to write on, it would be more beautiful. They would coat the cloth with a white tzeva, k'deshi echolok v'lovan b'yoser. So the Shaarei Tshuva says, uktsas seifrim, you know, Sfar B'Shir Sefer Torahs have that. You see it in the Sefer Torah, a white, you see it's mamish white, and sometimes it could even come off onto your hand if you rub hard enough. So, uktsas seifrim rotsu lesor. They wanted to say they say in a kosel ala klaf, rakaloso tseva, umafsik mena klaf luksav. You follow? It's actually a hefsik. You know, it's a substance. They would coat the klaf with a substance that would make it easier to write on and more beautiful because it would be whiter. But it's a substance. It's not the klaf. It's a paste, a white paste, like a paint almost. What? They would coat it. It would like be painting. They would coat. Imagine if you take like white chalk and you go over the cloth and you have a process through which it permeates the cloth and it stays in. It doesn't just come off. So some seifrim said, you're writing on the chalk. You're not writing on the cloth. The Heshia, but the Panamiro says, Shekina Sofer Muzer, that's a joke. You have to get the joke. If you don't get the joke, we'll just go right to it. You know, it's not Kina Sofer. Ask your father to explain to you the joke. It means it's not Kina Sofer. Even though it says Kina Sofer, it means it's not Kina Sofer. The Hevel Yiftzer PM, they don't know what they're talking about, because it's Shemitzum and Amukhar, Lichtav al Klazem, Mishum Zekeli Mane, it's beautiful. It's not a hefsek. It's a coating. It's bottled to it. He brings down a gemara kikolina also in a chotzeit, something that's made to beautify something is not even considered a chatzitza. The nearest of the this is the, no game. You have sefer Torah like that. You have people that this is a thing. Every couple of years, someone wakes up and says, "Hey, they're doing it. They're not doing it." Now everybody's from. They probably don't do it anymore. He says, after you coat it, the Shaarei Tshuva is suggesting, take a cloth and rub very, very hard. That'll get off any part of it that's residue and that didn't, as I say, permeate the cloth. Whatever's not really stuck to the cloth, Yosir mimenu al yedei akinuach hazeh, will come off when you rub hard. Umashenisher, so whatever's left, mutbuk bo, hunase gush echot, hunase gush echot in my cloth, ain't a chotzeh, it's not a chatzitza. Umikomo kom there, nevertheless, having said that, she'im lahati rak mashiach adaka, only a very thin coat, and this is like a gray area. And this is why, I mean, there's still seifrim that do this. And then in Sefer Torah you see it. In Svarish Sefer Torah you see it. Avlamloihu raktuach alpana v'ov ktsas. Once it gets a little thick, you know, it's not such a good idea. Taka could be a problem. So, okay, it's interesting. There's a sefer called Kesef Seif. He says not to do it. Not to have it at all. It's a big problem. So, you have to trust your cipher, or trust where he's getting his cloth from. Who would put it on, the cipher or the people that make the cloth? I don't even know. I imagine probably the cipher would do it. The guy that's writing, he wants it on there. you could probably ask the guy if they still make it. They could probably order with it. I forgot the name of it. It's called something. This white coating. It has a name. I forgot the name. Ask them if they do it. If they make cloth with that. If you could order it special, if you dafka want it. Like, do they put it on? Who puts it on? Maybe they don't put it on. The Seferim put it on. Okay, let's go right there in Sifches. The Tzorech Sheyiyah Mu'ubad Lishmo. Here's the first part of the process that we had Lishmo. If you remember, we had that the Sirtut doesn't have to be Lishmo. But this is the processing of the hide. You're making the cloth. The cloth is Kadosh. You have Kedushas Sefer Torah, you have Kedushas Tefillin, you have Kedushas Mezuzah. Different Kedushas. And you have to be Mechavan Lishmo. You actually create the Kedusha by saying, I'm doing this L'shem Kedushas Tefillin. Let's say, you're making cloth for Tefillin. Nowadays, like everything else, it's always a problem because everything's mass production. So they don't want to do it. They want to do it with a T'nai. They say, we're doing it, whatever it'll be used for. So that's what we want it to be, Kadosh. Because you can't change mezuzah to tefillin, and you can't, I'm sorry, tefillin to mezuzah. You can't go down in Kedusha. So if Torah is the highest, tefillin is second, mezuzah is third. So they make, but they want to make cloth. So they make cloth. I don't know, maybe not cloth. What? So if Torah, they use gvil. They don't even use cloth. What? What? No, but that's not so posh. Because then you're not allowed to use it for a lower Kedusha unless you make a T'nai. You could say it's for a Sefer Torah and you speak out and I'm making a T'nai that if I want to use it for Tefillin, I could. And in Chanami, you could do it that way. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. But the din of Lishma, that's the main thing I wanted to impress upon you, that here we start with Lishma because you're creating the cloth. You're already starting to create the Tefillin. When you make the cloth is not just a piece of cloth where you can write the parashas of the tefillin. The cloth is already, is the tefillin already. So you have to make it lishma. And you make cloth, you don't have to skin it off the animal lishma. It's too far removed from being cloth when you skin it off the animal. But when you process it and make it into cloth, when you put it into the vat, where it's going to soak in these chemicals, you have to say you're doing it l'shem kedushas tefillin, let's say. Tov l'holsi b'sfosov, b'tchilas ha'ibud, shum abdu l'shem tefillin or l'shem sefer Torah. Av l'mibdu l'shem mezuzah posov, because it's a lower kedusha. You can't use it for tefillin. Okay, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. But the point of the Mechaber also is the Hotzi B'Tzfasov. All these things, you know, you could think, whenever you need Lishma, so you could think, it should be Lishma, but it's always better, there's Machlokes Rishonim, if you have to say it, but it's enough to think it, so you should always better to say it. L'shem Kedushas, everything, by Matzah it's like that, L'shem Netzis Mitzvah, By any Kedusha, saying it is always the preferred method. Mishnah Berurah, b'di'eved chav dalet. B'sfasov, b'di'eved dayav b'machshava. B'di'eved is good b'machshava. B'tchilas, the thing's going to soak for 2 days now. But when you put it in, that's when you have to say, v'yoser ain't tzorech, you don't have to do it anymore. Lo lohosi b'sfasov, the lo lachshav, not even to think anymore. Shinasab din lishma. When the process starts, it takes many days. And even if he does things, he turns it over, maybe he has to stir the vat, maybe he has to put in more ingredients. We say a svara at the kol ha'oisa, das v'shainu ha'oisa. Everything is being done in the context of what he started doing it. And when he started doing it, he said L'shem Kedushas Tefillin. So everything he does now is in that context. T'chilas ha'ibud mikri, what's called T'chilas ha'ibud? Shemesim ha'oros l'tol chasid, when he puts it in. V'lo ba'eshim esimim l'tol chamayim kodem. I guess there's a step in the process before where you soften it, where you soak it, place to get off the dirt maybe, whatever they do it for. That's not a part of the ibud process. The ibud process starts when you put it in sin. The shame sefer Torah. The kedushas hachamura mitzvilin. I, how can you use it for a lesser kedusha? In other words, you have two opposite problems bumping into one another. If you make it and you have in mind that it should be for a lower kedusha, then it can't be used for tefillin. Tefillin requires a higher kedusha. So if you did it l'shem mezuzah, you can't use it for tefillin. It's not kadosh enough. If you do it l'shem sefer Torah, then you have a, it's good. Because it's certainly kadosh enough. It's even kadosh enough for a sefer Torah. How are you allowed to use it for tefillin if you said it should be kadosh for a sefer Torah? The teretz is, because until you started using it, so the din is, me'ikar ad-din, you're allowed to lower the kedusha if you didn't start using it. It's called hazmona l'milsahi. So that's what he says. Davar became mutar l'shanas l'tfilin, even if you did it l'shem sefer Torah, you could, me'ikar ad-din, change it to use it for tefillin. U'mezuzas after kedusha some kalam imenu. So you can't use it for clay's leather to make shoes out of. That would be a bezoyon. Levadin hisnam affairs, unless he stipulated explicitly, but chilas ibudin sheimutal l'shanoso off the davar chol. That was mutal l'shanoso if you spoke it out. And really, it's, there's a lot of leftover stuff, you know, they don't want it to go to waste. It costs a lot of money, and I assume when they cut away and make the cloth, there's a lot of pieces that were ma'ubig lishma that you could sell in the market, you could do stuff with it. So, on the other hand, it's kadosh. So you should make the stipulation that I'm saying it should be kadosh, Hashem, Kedusha, Sefer Torah, and I'm stipulating that if I want to, I can use it for mundane things. So that tonight helps. V'hanochon, really it's good that you should always do that. And I'm stipulating I can do this whatever I want. Those mistakim ha'achronim in Mahani, this gets you into problems of something called Breira, where aim Breira in a Dioraisa, you can't retroactively decide what kind of Kedusha something should have, so that just runs you into problems. So, what? Previous lesson is I'm doing the same Kedusha Sefer Torah. And I'm stipulating that if I want to, I could make it whole. It's like a regular tanai, and it helps. But when you say, I'm doing it l'shem, the kedusha that I will eventually decide to use it for, that's called breira. And there's no pain breira in the D'Oraisa. Okay, posel, if you did it from the zuzah, what do you mean posel? You can use it from the zuzah. The way Mahani Rakam the zuzah, b'levad, the kedusha is a kalam etfilin. Then ebed l'tfilin, Mahani Afla Mezuzah, but Veloila Sefer Torah. Right? You can't go, because it's lesser Kedusha. The Mibra or L'Shem Ritzuas, if he did it, L'Shem Kedushas of the strap, the Ritzuas, why Mahani looked of a partial Seilu? If he ended up making cloth out of it, you can make Ritzuas out of the skin of an animal. You can make Botim out of the skin of an animal. This is what you're doing, you're processing it. So if you did it for Ritzuas, and then you decide you want to write the Parshas on it, you can't. It has a lesser Kedusha. Kedusha from Chamura. Vafilu lachum mehen or botim yeshvam enami deposel. Kedusha from Chamura me Ritzua. Ritzua has the lowest Kedusha of all these things that we mentioned. So if you did it l'shem Kedushas Ritzua, so that has a lesser degree of Kedusha. You can't use it anymore for the higher Kedusha. So that's what we learned in Siv Ches. Let's look at some Bir Halachas. How do you know? Anything that has to be Kadosh has to be Lishma. That's what makes it Kadosh. You need Psukim. Matzah has no Kedusha. But you have to do it Lishem. That you learn out like from a Pasuk. Ktsiras Ha'emer has to be Lishma. A few things have to be Lishma. Even if there's no Kedusha associated with it. Let's just look at the Bir Halacha, Tzarech HaKlaf. He says, the Ibur is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Without that, it's called or. Just plain, it's skin, it's hide. Okay. He's talking about the cloth now to write the parshiyos on, or habotim has a slightly different processing, obviously. It becomes much harder, as you see. Tzarchi moved it lishmo, he says it's posel if it's not lishmo. A sefer Torah b'di'eved, even if the or was not moved lishmo, even if the cloth was not moved lishmo, b'di'eved you could make a bracha over it. By tefillin you should put it on without a bracha. If you didn't do it lishmo, then there's a shayla if it's midiraisa midirabbanon. He brings out a prima godim holds that lishmo is midirabbanon. Then he brings out other shittas that it's midiraisa. What's the difference if you end up with a suffix? So you have to know if it's suffix drabbanon lekula, suffix deraisa lechumra. So the bir alocha knows who asked me just now. How do you know you need lishmo? Who just asked me? So I told you a svara, but apparently there's some achrayim that hold this midirabbanon. The Bir Halacha rejects them. He's more noited than it's the araisa. But at the end, he ends up the yesh la'ayin. It's not poshut. So you can go through the marma claims in the Bir Halacha if it's a dindi araisa or a dindi rabbanon. In the next Bir Halacha, b'tchilas ibid, he said if you only did it at the end, we don't say hosiach sofo al tchilaso. We had that by tzitzes, but then he brings down some achrayim hold you do say it. And he holds v'maskana in lahachmer b'di'evet. There's harbein mekilin that you could say hochiach sofo al techiloso. That means if you do it, if there's a long process, and at the end of it you do it lishma, so that defines the whole process. And it says that the whole process was done lishma. It's called hochiach sofo al techiloso. The end indicates what the beginning was. So that's a shaila. If you say that, when you say it, that's this bir halacha. Here's a good example. The Shulchan Aruch says toiv lahitzu b'svasos. It's only toiv. It's really a machlokes rishonim. If it would be a din d'oraisa, maybe he should have said stronger than Taif. He should have said Tzarech. So that's one of his rayas that... Okay, we'll stop here.